History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, keep your eyes on what's going on right now. When you add it all together, you can see what's going on. China threatening Donald Trump. They've got a major tariff showdown coming in about a month, not to put the tariffs back on. Trump, meanwhile, has about three dozen countries he's threatening with enhanced tariffs. Enhanced because what he wants is them to stop being a backdoor for China. In other words, China's goods are being tariffed, as they come across our border, because he's still got the tariffs on them, the lower level ones. So he's just, say, running them through the back door in Vietnam. China is, anyway, running them through the back door in Vietnam. So there's about three dozen countries that Trump is saying, listen, here's your tariff on your goods, and here's the enhanced tariff I'm going to put on you if you allow China to move their goods through your country. All this has been going on behind closed doors, kind of spilled out into the public that this is going on, this very fierce, ferocious battle between Trump and China. At the same time, this other thing is happening. And to understand what it is, you've got to understand one thing. Wherever you see the word Iran, cross it out in your mind and put China. The biggest nuclear facility in China, in Iran, was one that went down several hundred more feet than the mountain one we blew up. We didn't hit it with a bunker buster. Over 3,000 scientists worked there, a mix of Iranian and Chinese scientists, and the three nuclear facilities down there, nuclear reactors down there, they're all Chinese. Folks, the Iranian nuke program is China's nuke program. Now, look at what has happened over the last 2 weeks. Once you understand that when you see Iran take an action, it's really China, it all begins to make a lot of sense. You see, Germany just got hit. They were trying to run their goods. 20% of the world's trade runs through the Red Sea. There's a lot of European trade going back and forth, right? Well, Germany's military was guarding their freight ships as they went through there from the air, because they're being attacked by the Houthis again. Did you hear about this? This is a huge thing over the weekend. Well, Germany just reported that their pilots who were flying, so this is a military operation to protect their ships from the Houthis, were blinded by China. China is working hand in glove with the Houthis. And all the Germans were doing was trying to protect their freight from the Houthis. Meanwhile, as we know, China is doing the targeting for the Houthis. China hit us again on the 6th and 7th of July. I'm sorry. The Houthis hit us again on the 6th and 7th of July. Well, who's that? Iran. But who's that really? China. They did the targeting for the Houthis. Hit what? Hit our naval ships. Folks, we're at war with China. We are. China's trying to project power through Iran. Now, let's look at what else Iran is doing. This is a huge deal. Got almost no attention by our side. This is a huge deal. Iranian kill teams aren't just in America, although they are here. They are hunting Trump, and he's got a $40 million bounty now on his head from Iran, ostensibly. It's really China, Iran. You see what Iran just did in Spain? They tried to assassinate, an Iranian kill team did, the head of the sort of Trump knockoff party there in Spain. It's the conservative populist party, very much modeled after Trump, rising in popularity as these parties are everywhere. Iranian kill team, attempted assassination in Spain. The alleged reason was that the party had some connections to anti-Iranian fort. That's not it. China is trying to stop the rise of populist conservative parties in Europe because it is a threat to Belt and Road. It is a threat to their influence operations. So suddenly Iran is on the ground in Spain trying to kill people. Again, if you want to understand what's happening, cross off Iran. Wherever you see the word, put China and you'll understand. China is sending Iranian kill teams to kill the leaders. And by the way, he didn't die. He was shot, but he didn't die. He's still alive. So leader of the, Trump-modeled party in Spain. Why would Iran care about Spain? Spain's not going to drop bunker busters on them. They don't even have bunker busters. They barely have an air force to speak of. Iran doesn't care about Spain, but China does. China cares about Europe. China cares about the rise of populist parties that very much are of the model of, hey, we're not going to let China buy all of our leadership and run a slap over. We're going to advocate for the little guy. They hate that because China loses. They lose influence. So what are they doing? They're sending Iranian kill teams. So you've got China attacking the pilots of the plane, firing on us again via Iran and the Houthis, and now they're carrying out assassinations across Europe. Which guarantees you we're going to see another hit here too. It's coming. And that's what scares me so much about the Secret Service and the situation we're currently in with them. I don't think Trump is really protected at all, and I don't think he understands the length, how bad it is, who is in charge. And basically, it's the three people who were behind the failure at Butler. And folks, we still don't know what the FBI is up to. Remember, the FBI planned the Butler rally with the Secret Service. Where are the firings there? Where is the, what are they going to get? Suspensions, few weeks suspension for somebody in the FBI? Or no, we're all good. Who are these people? What are their names? I don't know. Still there, though. More than likely, I guess. It's bonkers. Texter writes, there must be a whole lot of intelligence and foreign dignitaries on the Epstein list. I think that they need to keep that list for a leverage. Look, whether that is the case or not, Roger Stone, who's Trump's, been a long-term friend, personal advisor, is making the rounds on podcasts and some of these shows, claiming that there is an Epstein list, but that Trump is using that list right now for leverage, both against the deep state, but also against foreign dignitaries that he needs for deals he's making. Just the fact that it's not that they're walking around threatening anybody. It's not that. It's just that all these people know that Trump has this information now and could use it or not use it as he pleases. That it's a key motivator. Trade deals. Because apparently Epstein's network, it wasn't just American. It stretched all around the globe. That we have compromised people in every capital. That the theory, the mentality is, well, we hate that these girls suffered, and we hate that there was abuse of underage kids, but hey, might as well be something good to come of it. We'll see. We'll see. But folks, I want you to understand something. We're at war. That war is a hot war. It involves firing, as in firing shots. Wherever you see the word Iran, cross it off and put China, and you'll understand what is going on. And folks, it is more imperative now than it was even a week or 2 weeks ago when I started saying it. The Iranian leadership has to die. There is no other way forward. We need to get them. Every day they're alive is another day that we risk literally Armageddon. This president being killed. He is surrounded by Secret Service that can't or won't protect him and have a history of deliberately screwing up in ways that are so outrageous that it's almost impossible it wasn't intentional. And all those people are still in place. This is not a good situation.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't enough for one Democrat congressman that an ICE agent was beaten bloody right in front of him. The same agent had earlier given a card to the congressmember thinking he was, a civilized human being. It's probably an overassumption for a Democrat. He still had the card. So you know what he did? He doxed him. Card had the guy's name, cell phone number. You got somebody's name today, you could find where they live, find their wife, find their children. News broke over the weekend that Representative Salud Carbajal, garbage hall is more like it, who called the ICE enforcement warrant that freed those child slaves deplorable, because Democrats are nothing but slavers. They've always run plantations. They're running them now in California. Handed the man's card to the crowd of Democrat-sponsored thugs who beat him bloody. So now they've got his name. Folks, we think about this. We had three assassination attempts on ICE or Customs and Border Patrol agents, or and one of them ended up being shot, was a police officer that the liberal thugs thought was a Border Patrol agent. Three last week. Well, is that going to be normal? We're going to do three more this week. You know what they're doing with this violence? They're trying to keep the shadow nation that they have imported to vote for them. And they realize that Trump has just gotten $170 billion with a B to remove these people. They are legit terrified because there's no way Americans are going to vote for them. I mean, look, we just had a New York Times article this morning to come out about how the transgender movement has alienated so many voters who they think the Democrats may not be able to get back. They need people who don't speak English very well, don't really understand their history or what the Democrats have stood for in this country, but are just grateful they get to stay. And they only need them to vote them into power one time. And they'll take it from there. They won't give up power again. They won't. So what they're doing is they know Trump needs to hire 10,000 more enforcement officers. That is, and it's really cool, actually, what was funded in this bill. And so what they're trying to do is scare ICE and Customs and Border Patrol or anyone who might think, you know what, I want to go fight for my country, truly. Because it's one of the rare ways you can actually fight almost military style for your country while not leaving your country. And they're trying to scare them. Well, you know, you might well just, you know, want to stay at that police job you have right now or stay at the job that you have as a sheriff's deputy because, you know, we'll hunt you if you join ICE. I mean, you're not going to be there when the mob shows up or breaks into your home or tries to kill your wife in the driveway as punishment for being married to you. I mean, you may be able to think about it. It's a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. We're going to haul rocks at you. You might have brain damage. I mean, just maybe don't work for Trump. Folks, you know what this is? We don't recognize this. We haven't seen this country. It's guerrilla warfare. That's what this is. That's where we are. And I love that Trump put out that Truth Social post this weekend. It was one of the most badass things I think I've ever seen him do. About how he watched, the chunks of concrete, the rocks thrown at ICE agents in their vehicles, and he's now authorizing them to do whatever it takes to arrest these people. Which is, look, Democrats think they want that because they want to set up a clash where one of their street thugs ends up severely hurt or dead at the hands of ICE agents who are only trying to defend themselves, then they'll turn around and scream bloody murder. Dictator, dictator, Hitler, Hitler, fascist. But make no mistake, we are in a street war with these people. This is true guerrilla civil warfare. And somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. And I was really glad to see Trump double down this weekend and say, nope, it's not going to be us. It's not going to be us. All right. Meantime, Debbie Wasserman Schultz beclowns herself. Did you hear this over the weekend? She's a Democrat congressman. A woman from, she looks like a demon, I swear. As every year passes, she looks more and more satanic. This woman's nuts. Anyway, she apparently drew the short straw. Had to go out there and raise Cain about alligator Alcatraz. Listen to her complaint.
So they essentially drink. They get their drinking water and they brush their teeth where they poop in the same unit. They bragged that they went above standards, supposedly, and gave them a 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length inside the 32 detainee cage. A 3-foot privacy that stretches the length of the 3 toilets. They essentially drink.
So she's outraged that there's a 3-foot wall that's not 5 feet, so you don't have privacy when they use the bathroom. Okay, ICE has come out and explained this, obviously Customs and Border Patrol as explains, the reason they have such a short wall is these are cartel thugs, okay? These are rapists, murderers. That's why they're being deported. The list with their, you know, criminal convictions is like hair raising. I mean, it's terrifying. They were everywhere in the country, including one guy who was there this weekend, broken into an elderly woman's house, slit her throat and set her house on fire, murdered her. They finally rounded him up. He's going. Many of them are wanted in their own country for murder, including one this weekend who was there wanted for murder in Venezuela. Okay. When you have people like that, the Democrats think these are their friends because they're future voters. You can't have a privacy wall for them to use the bathroom because you can't see them and they might kill each other. It is a security concern. This is why if you've ever been inside a prison, I have. Wasn't serving time or anything. I was writing a story about a guy in there I was interviewing who had murdered somebody. But anyway, I went through and took a tour of it. And guess what? There's no privacy in prison. There's no stalls. There's none of that. Why? You can't, because they will hurt each other. They will jump each other. They will kill each other. For their own safety, you can't have a privacy wall. They really shouldn't even have a 3-foot one. But these are Democrats, and she's outraged because she wants these rapists and murderers roaming free so that they too will have a chance to vote Democrat. And whoever they hurt in the meantime, no big deal. You know, all this whining and crying, I looked this up. I wanted to see, has Debbie Wasserman Schultz ever used the words Lake and Riley? No. Has Debbie Wasserman Schultz ever used the words Jocelyn Nungery, 12-year-old girl, raped, murdered? No. Rachel Marin, she ever said anything about Rachel Marin? Bummer that she got raped and murdered? No. Those words have never crossed her mouth, at least not in public. But she does care if the rapists and murderers who committed these crimes don't have privacy when they, in her words, poop. This is your modern Democrat Party, folks. Needs to be medicated.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.